The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me today, Dr. Umama Adil with Blessing Health Systems. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. So when I got the notification that I was interviewing you, I immediately got a little intimidated. Okay. One, you're a doctor of pulmonology, which is, you may not want to brag on yourself, so I'll brag on you a little bit, right? a board certified pulmonologist, which means you work on, and correct me if I'm wrong, lung conditions, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Yes. So one of the other things I thought was really, really impressive that I want to touch on is your schooling, your residency, and how you got to this point.
Right. I grew up in Pakistan. That's where I'm originally from. Did my medical school in Pakistan in Karachi, and then moved here in 2014 for my residency. I was in Minnesota, Hennepin County Medical Center. That's where I did my residency. Was there for 3 years in Minneapolis, and then moved to University of Oklahoma in Oklahoma. Did another 3 years for fellowship in pulmonary and critical care, and then moved down here because we're closer to family. My husband's family is closer to the Quincy area. So yeah, so far so good.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. So pulmonology, what does that encompass, mm-hmm. basically? So I know it's lungs, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
What is it, conditions that you focus on? Is it diseases? How do you kind of classify what you specialize in?
Typically pulmonary would cover patients who have asthma, COPD. Those are your usual bread and butter patients. But then we also deal a lot with pulmonary fibrosis, a little bit more advanced cases of lung cancer. We do a lot of diagnostics for patients with lung cancer here at Blessing. And then, of course, we also deal with a few more esoteric conditions, like first with pleural-based problems, like lung lining problems, or just more interstitial lung diseases or more complex cases.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that is essentially pulmonary.
Yeah, that's your bread and butter. So basically helping people breathe easier.
That is correct.
Right? And now you have a new kind of, I don't know if it's state-of-the-art, cutting edge, right? is that what you would kind of classify? It's a procedure that you are offering at Blessing, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes. So essentially, in the COPD world, patients with COPD struggle a lot with shortness of breath, and especially the ones that are advanced stage who've had a longstanding history of smoking, and even despite quitting smoking, they can just never go back to being comfortable doing even their day-to-day tasks. And so for the longest time, the only options that we had for those patients were your inhalers, and then as far as more advanced options go, you could do lung transplant, or you can do surgically, you could remove the bad part of their lungs. In 2018, we got FDA approval for what's called lung volume reduction bronchoscopically, or BLVR, which is where you go in and deploy valves, one-way valves, in areas of the lung that are the most damaged. So instead of doing this or removing that part of the lung surgically, you're doing it by way of one-way valves, and they get rid of that part of the lung, and that allows the better lung, not that that lung is completely normal, but just better lung, to open up and allows patients to be a lot more functional and breathe better, regain a better quality of life.
Helping to compensate. Wow.
Exactly, yeah.
See, this is why you're a doctor, because this whole time I'm like, I'm trying to think, how would that work? Yeah, no, that's amazing. Now, how does a patient know if they qualify for this? Do they just contact you? I mean, how do you go about doing that?
So typically I tell my patients, first of all, we've done a lot of education to primary care, to other pulmonologists, to understand what the criteria is based on their breathing tests. That's essentially the primary criteria that we look at, the numbers on the breathing tests. Having said that, if as a patient, you're a COPD patient and you've struggled with shortness of breath, it doesn't have to be that you've been in and out of the hospital multiple times. It just means that you're short of breath going to Walmart, you're short of breath mowing your lawn, and you're short of breath doing any daily activities. Like, I have patients telling me they're short of breath just changing their clothes in the morning or taking a shower. So if you're somebody who has COPD and you're short of breath, you can always look into, our website. Actually, we have a page on Blessing which says BLVR, and then it will give you the information on contacting us. And then we can find out, based on your breathing test criteria, if you meet criteria or not. and give you an answer either up front or at least get breathing tests to determine if you're a candidate or not, and then go from there.
Excellent. I love, I love the new way of treatment, right? Yeah. That's always kind of the evolution of healthcare. I'm always fascinated by it. It seems like it's very quickly growing, right?
Yes,
and as a, you know, as a physician, you no doubt have your work cut out for you trying to keep up with all of that.
Yes.
So let me take a step back though. What made you decide to get into pulmonology?
Actually, I got into pulmonary, and it comes as pulmonary and critical care. So believe it or not, I got into this for the critical care aspect of it because I love the ICU. I absolutely loved it. I love the acuity. I love how fast-paced everything is. So I work with ICU patients as well. And it comes as more of a combo package because both specialties really supplement each other. So as a pulmonologist, you see a lot of breathing problems, and I just love the fact that you end up making these longitudinal relationships with the same patients that, let's say, you saw in the ICU. So you get the best of both worlds. You get that acuity when you're in the ICU, and then on pulmonary, you get to see the same patients and have those longitudinal relationships with your patients who have COPD, asthma, you know, what have you. And it's just, it gives you, it's just very rewarding. It really is.
Love it.
Yeah. So I think it gave me the best of both worlds.
I was going to say, and the relationship building part, which is always really, really important.
Yeah.
So
because you lose that in ICU. So pulmonary gave me the opportunity to do that, which was great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for everything you're doing. If you would like more information on Blessing Health System's pulmonology department or the specialty in and of itself or the types of treatments or the types of conditions that you guys treat, they would just go to the Blessing Health website?
That is correct.
Okay.
And I think it's blessinghealth.org/BLVR. That will give them more information on the exact procedure.
Excellent.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a
coming
huge selection
next
of beer, wine, and spirit.
The
Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With six big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan favorite appetizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup. The best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
And welcome back. Now it's time for
Coffee Talk,
of course, with Britt B. What's up, Britt B?
Hey, how are you, Ashley?
Oh, fantastic. So we were talking a little bit earlier about deep breathing.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to do that from time to time, especially with, you know, things happening in the news, and there is a lot, always, right? But also things happening in our community. And you sent me an interesting video today.
Yes. So I actually have been kind of looking into the breathing thing. Actually, Mike has been looking into it, so then he's sending all me this information. One of these videos, I sent it to you, it says just the opposite of what we've always been told, which is take a deep breath when you want to relax. And, okay, I'm going to butcher it. It's Buteyko breathing.
Okay.
You can look it up on YouTube. I think some Scottish guy like is teaching his class, and every time he says take a breath, he's saying take a brat.
Yeah, see, that would make me hold my breath because I tend to fixate on something and
I
can't get over
it. Okay, so I kind of wondered if, when I sent you this video, if you were just fixating on this and not listening to what he had to say.
100%.
But if you actually listen to it and you do the whole breathing in thing, so it's an exercise where you slow down your breathing, and you do not breathe through your mouth. You do just nose breaths. Mm-hmm. And then you even slow it down further where you're just doing it through one nostril. And mm-hmm. this is a stress relieving technique. And okay. it actually works. I mean, if you really can focus and get past the brats.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, I really highly encourage people to look it up. Again, it's buteyko breathing. B-U-T-E-Y-K-O. So,
yeah. I normally, when I'm breathing through one nostril, I want to commit murder, death, kill. But I think that there is something to be said. I have started doing, not every night, but I'm trying to make it more of a practice of, I don't even want to call it meditation because sometimes that has such a hokey connotation.
Like mindful breathing?
Yes. And it is. And it's like, I think it's even on like Netflix. So you can just go Google it. And it's like, lay down with the girls and it's like, you know, kind of tune out everything, feel the kind of weight lifting from every part of your body as you're breathing, mm-hmm. controlled breathing. It does work wonders. However, the other night, and it's so funny that we're talking about this because I was doing controlled breathing with my youngest and started smelling something that was burning. I had left my cast iron pan in the oven and had turned it on to preheat, and so all of the goodies that were still in my cast iron pan from last time, because I don't clean it right away,
you're not supposed to.
They were all fired up in my oven, and I was like, what the hell is that smell? So my controlled breathing became kind of an emergency, but it does work. And I do appreciate you sending that. I think everybody can use a little bit of mindfulness.
Well, anything to de-stress.
Yep.
I don't know, like I was stressed a little bit yesterday because everyone knows I do not like, I mean, I'm not you. I cannot fill in for, I mean, I know I fill in for you.
You do perfectly.
Thank you, say this, but
no.
It takes, so every time I leave, I always take in how actually, like you're very talented. I know you're skilled too.
Thank you.
But like you're just with it. You can just do it.
I just like to talk.
Okay, but I mean, I do too, but not in front of the camera, obviously. The pronunciation thing. So this young girl had an award and I was trying to announce, not on camera, I was just practicing whatever, other people's names, and there is a reason why you do this and I do not.
What, because you were mispronouncing them?
Yes.
Or you think you were, or you were just kind of like stumbling over? I mean, here's the thing.
Pronunciation to me, especially names.
Yeah.
And then buteyko breathing.
Well, here's what I love about what you bring to it. So you do a lot more research. I just fly off the cuff and talk out of my backside most of the time. So when I screw up, I'm like, I mean, it was an effort and it's going to be the least of what people remember about today's news, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah.
So you just have to remember. Like,
no, instead they remember our reels that Bob puts,
right,
you know,
at the beginning. All of our outtakes, our bloopers, that's the important stuff, right?
Yes. But, and also watching myself on camera, I noticed the, well, I called it tics. It's probably not tics. It's mannerisms.
Yeah.
And I talk with my head all the time. Like I can't
talk with my
not
hands,
talk
with
my
head. I think that's why we make a good team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm over here flinging and flailing, and you're like, yeah. But you made a good point because you're like, I hope people don't think I'm being, like, all attitude.
I'm not. It's
you're just like, hear me talk. Yeah, that's awesome. But I definitely don't think it's a tic. I think it is maybe something that now that you're aware of it on camera, you will try to kind of stifle a bit. Yeah. Me, however, I'm just like, screw
you're,
it.
You're
I'm
about to hit me in the face with your hand.
Yeah. And yeah, I do think we all have our own little
mannerisms,
quirks, mannerisms, tics, whatever you want to call it. But I think it's what makes us interesting to listen to it and to watch.
It's kind of hopefully fun to focus in on that. Like again, and then the focusing in on your breathing. After you listen to this thing, you're like, do I really have to focus that much on breathing? Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I think it helps because there's so much stuff going on. And I know, you know, we talk about pharmaceuticals and how, yes, I know some people need them. I'm not bashing them. But if you can, you know, if you can do anything that helps you so that you you don't have to rely so heavily.
Avoid them?
Or, you can avoid them altogether. And I think it's just something that it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can all use a little bit of help from all the stressors, including construction.
Yes.
Right? Which we can hear it, the beeping.
In the background, yeah.
It really doesn't, I don't think it really affects the area that much because there's always more than one way to get around.
You it's say this now, just, we're on day
yeah,
three.
Yeah, I know. And I'm always trying to be positive, but then, you know, I'm trying to park in my made-up parking spot, and this truck's coming around, and they're pointing at me, and I'm pointing at them. I'm like, I'm parking here, pal. You're just going to have to fling around here somewhere else.
We all will make do. Speaking of making do, you can still get to our favorite coffee spot, the downtown daddy of all coffees. Yeah. It's kind of crazy because the other day I was in there and I was like, can I walk on this? And it was just gravel. And she's like, yeah, everyone else is doing it. So when you think that they're closed, they're open until, you know.
Oh, you're talking about the entrance area?
Yeah. 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 You're like, can I do this?
Well, it's not cement yet, but when it does become that, I think we should go make our mark. Well, that may be illegal, but let's not promote that. Okay. Anyway, subject.
Ding,
but
next subject.
Real quick before we move on to anything else, I think one of the things I wanted to touch on when you're talking about ticks, likes. I tend to focus on those more than fingers flailing, heads bobbing. So if we ever get to a point where I'm saying like or too much.
That's me, though.
Pew, snap me. Just snap me out of it. No, I don't think you do either.
Mine's cool.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Awesome.
That's really cool. Yeah, I think we do the same thing. But
you know what else is awesome and what else is totally cool is we have a birthday of the month contest. That's brought to you by the Yum Factory. We thank them
Yummy.
Very much.
those are my noise. These are my sound effects. Yeah.
Usually we go there. We couldn't make it this month. But next month we have some stuff in store for you from them for Mother's Day. So
one of the most important holidays, let's not forget.
Yes, let's not forget.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Celebrate those great mothers out there.
They're going to be packed. They're going to be swamped, I'm assuming. So they're prepping for that.
And I saw they had macaroons back. Macarons, I think, is what they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think the macaroons are the bigger ones.
Yeah, macarons. They're delicious. I highly recommend.
I think they're the best in town.
They are so good.
They have great cupcakes that we give away, or they give away a dozen cupcakes to the birthday of the month. So we were going to draw the birthday of the month in March. Now we have to draw it right now. I have them in this sweet vintage Cardinals hat. I think it was a giveaway probably for a game that Bob went to.
Yeah, I said, it looks like an enlarged version of what I used to get my ice cream in Baskin Robbins. I don't know if anybody remembers
those.
They had
them at Dairy Queen too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Not as good as Baskin Robbins. But anyway, sorry. I love Dairy Queen too, but Baskin Robbins was like my childhood. That's nostalgic, so.
I didn't realize we had a Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, my gosh. That's because you're such a baby. So it was out where, you know, Papa Murphy's and that little building that sits a little back.
Kind of.
It's just like a teeny tiny
cute building. We were Dairy Queen kids,
behind
so
it
was right
by. It was
by.
The coolest little place. Anyway.
I didn't even realize it was there.
Memories.
Yeah. Oh, and then now we have it now.
Yeah. We have it now inside Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still different.
Yeah.
You know, when you have memories of a place being in a certain place and serving ice cream in these bad boys.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, okay. So we digress. We're going to pull a name. Lots of engagement this month, too.
Yes, the month of March.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You can pick your cupcakes up. You're going to pronounce the name, not me.
Drum roll. Thank you, Bob. All right. Here we go. Colby Reif.
Oh, that's an easy name.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an easy one. I didn't mean to make that sound effect like, oh, no, because I don't know Colby. But congratulations.
Yeah, happy
awesome.
Birthday.
So happy birthday in March. We're a little bit late, but
no one really put the dates behind this one, so I think I might put it the next time so we can talk about that some more.
Sure.
Too,
oh, what their birthday, their actual birthday is. Mm-hmm. Well, either way, happy late birthday, Colby Reif. That's kind of hard to say. Birthday, Colby Reif. Anyway, you won cupcakes from the Yum Factory.
Yeah, go pick those up.
Yeah. And while you're there, try some of their yummy food and drinks. It's just a cool place.
It really is.
So thank you, Yum Factory, for doing the birthday of the month. Stay tuned next month for the next lucky winner.
Yeah.
I think
that does it for today.
Does that do it for today? I didn't want to wrap it up until.
Thank you, EFB.
Yeah.
You know, good luck during that construction.
Amen.
We praise you for.
And we also do our deep breathing.
Not deep. Our controlled breathing.
Yes. All right. Well, on that note, that does it for today's Coffee Talk. We'll catch you here next time.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.